The Charlotte Citizens Review Board split 4-4 today on whether CMPD Chief Kerr Putney erred in deciding not to discipline CMPD Officer Brentley Vinson in last September's fatal shooting of Keith Lamont Scott. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn was at the government center when the board's vote was announced, and she joins me in the studio. Gwen, what did review board members have to say about this split vote?
Mark, only the chair, Sandra Donaghy, spoke when they opened the session to the public this afternoon. She described the hearing as a tragic matter and said, after going over the evidence and hearing the arguments from both sides, she said it was very complex and complicated. And she said CMPD and Scott's family, that, you know, hearing both sides, the vote was split and that there would not be a recommendation to Chief Putney to overturn his decision. But she said the board was unanimous, 8-0, in deciding on specific recommendations of policy changes they want CMPD to make, stemming from decisions officers made who were on the scene when Scott was fatally shot. So regardless of how they voted, they all felt there were things wrong in how that whole shooting played out.
Well, do we know what those recommendations are?
We don't, because they came up with them during the closed-door hearings as required by state law when a personnel issue is involved. So by law, they can't discuss them. Now, the review board has no authority to make CMP go along with their recommendations, whatever they are, but the attorney for the board, Kerry Davis, says board members hope they will take them seriously and possibly implement them as they did with the police body cameras, an idea that Davis says came from the review board.
Gwen, what about Keith Scott's family? What was their reaction?
Well, one of the attorneys for the Scott family, Justin Bamberg, spoke for them and said, although they did not get what they wanted, he saw the split decision as a win, and he called it a good day. Here's what he had to say.
The board was split, which has come a long way from the chief's early determination that, no, this shooting was absolutely 150% justified. Well, four of the board members, after hearing everything, thought differently.
Now, Bamberg says they are still looking into the possibility of a civil lawsuit and says today's vote makes them feel encouraged that they can be successful on that.
And, Gwen, some of the review board members weren't there today. Did anyone feel that that made a difference?
Well, the board is supposed to have 11 members. One seat is vacant, and two members were not there today for the vote. Bamberg says he didn't think it affected the outcome, but NAACP local president Corinne Mack said she was not happy with the outcome and said that she was concerned that the board convened without an odd number of votes to prevent a tie vote. She even said that why didn't they have it where the chair could not have voted, and then if there was a tie, deciding vote.
Mm. And you mentioned that this was a closed hearing. Was there much reaction or any displeasure expressed about that fact?
There was some, again, from some of the people who were there just watching this as in the hallways along with the reporters, and they talked about that they wish there was more transparency, that if CMPD is trying to build trust, that these hearings should have been open to the public. But again, it was not their decision. By state law, they could not. And Kerry, the counsel for the board, said that the frustration should be directed at the General Assembly, which is the body that has the power to change this.
All right. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn, thank you.